Preamble to the Constitution of India. Introduction. On 26 January 1950, India adopted a new constitution and became a sovereign socialist democratic republic. For the formulation of the constitution of a state, a constituent assembly is necessary. In 1946, as per the recommendation of the Cabinet Mission Plan, the Constituent Assembly for drafting the Constitution of India was constituted under the chairmanship of Dr. Rajendra Prasad. The drafting committee, comprised of 7 members, was chaired by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The final draft of the Constitution was presented before the Constituent Assembly on 3rd November 1947. It had 395 articles in 22 parts and 8 schedules. It came into force on 26 January 1950 all over India except Jammu and Kashmir. The makers of Indian Constitution, keeping in mind the needs and conditions of India, had borrowed widely from different constitutions of the world, which resulted in the undue criticism that Indian Constitution was a bag of borrowings. In its current form, it has a preamble, 25 parts with 448 articles, 12 schedules, 5 appendices, and 101 amendments. It is the most comprehensive and the longest written constitution of the world. The term preamble means introduction or preface. The tradition of preamble began with the American Constitution. Preamble refers to the very essence of the Constitution. Preamble to the Constitution of India is thus rightly described as the identity card of the Constitution. The preamble assimilates the fundamental values of political, moral, and religious on which the Constitution is built. It manifests the gracious vision, dreams, and aspirations of the founding fathers of the Constitution. K.M. Munshi, a member of the drafting committee, stated that the preamble is the horoscope of our sovereign democratic republic. Another member of the drafting committee, Pandit Thakur Das, rightly remarked that the preamble is the soul of the constitution. The preamble was amended by the 42nd Constitutional Amendment Act 1976, which added 3 words, socialist, secular, and integrity. The preamble reveals that the Constitution derives its authority from the people of India and sets the objectives of the Constitution as justice, liberty, equality, and fraternity. Now, let's move on to the text. The Constitution of India, Preamble. We, the people of India, having solemnly resolved to constitute India into a sovereign, socialist, secular, democratic republic, and to secure to all its citizens justice, social, economic, and political, liberty of thought, expression, belief, faith, and worship, equality of status and of opportunity, and to promote among them all fraternity, assuring the dignity of the individual and the unity and integrity of the nation, in our Constituent Assembly, this 26th day of November 1949, do hereby adopt, enact, and give to ourselves this Constitution.